The Count of Monte Cristo.
Read by Tim Pigott-Smith. On the 24th of February, 1815, the lookout at Notre Dame de la Garde signalled the arrival of the three-master, the Pharaon. Immediately the ramparts of Fort Saint-Jean were covered with spectators. It's always an event at Marseille when a ship comes into port, especially when that ship belongs to a shipowner of their own town. However, this ship approached the harbour so slowly that the spectators, with their instinct for disaster, were asking one another what could have happened on board. The vague unease so affected one of the crowd that he jumped into a small skiff and asked to be pulled alongside. When a young man on board saw this person approach, he left his station by the pilot and leaned over the side. He was a tall, slim young fellow with black eyes and hair as dark as a raven's wing. His whole appearance bespoke the calmness and resolution of men accustomed to contend with danger.
"Dantès," called the man in the skiff, "what's the matter? Why is there such an air of sadness aboard?"
"A great misfortune, Monsieur Morrel," replied the young man. "We lost Captain Leclerc off Naples."
"Why? What happened to him?" asked the owner.
"Brain fever. He died in dreadful agony. We performed the usual burial service, and he's at his rest."
"And the cargo?"
"All safe and sound, Monsieur Morrel. If you'll come on board..."